Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature three more Motown artists with songs taken from one of their albums. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Velvettes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, DeBarge, Diana Ross, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Stevie Wonder, The Marvelettes, and Frank Wilson. All coming up the next half hour. Let's kick it off with a great number one smasher from the Beatles, but this is Marvin Gaye and Yesterday, right here on Motown Memories.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, people, I ain't half the man I used to be, no. There's a heavy, heavy shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Now, oh, why did she have to go? I don't know. Tell you, I don't know, the little girl wouldn't say. Ooh, I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Lord, I believe now yesterday.
Yeah.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with a Supreme song called The Composer. Before that, the Velvettes, a Motown Memory's favorite artist. Needle in a Haystack reaching number 31 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964. And we started with another album cut, this one from Marvin Gaye, the Beatles' great song, and that was Yesterday. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring six different artists with songs taken from one of their albums. Well, so far we've heard from four artists. Coming up during the next set, the fifth artist and Diana Ross. But before that, a number one smash tune from 1985 from DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night. Well, the release of Rhythm of the Night coincided with the release of the Motown film called The Last Dragon, which featured the song as part of its soundtrack. The free publicity from the song in the movie helped boost its popularity, and it eventually was released as a single. The song produced DeBarge's biggest success yet, with the single reaching number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. It reached number 4 in the UK single chart, and it was DeBarge's only major single hit in the UK, going gold and boosting similar success for the parent album of the same name. The group's music video of the song gained the group heavy rotation on MTV at the time. It was actually the group's first and last real music video, starting a brief period when DeBarge became pop superstars. Well, here are DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night, right here on Motown.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there. friends, you broke me down. Since then, darling, it's hard to track you down. If a girl loves you, you only call her weak. My mistake was to love you, boy.
Oh, I love you, girl.
My mistake was to give my all.
Tell the world.
My mistake
was to love you, girl.
Love you, boy.
Love you, girl.
Love you, boy.
On the All-Stars with Cleo's Back. They reached number 7 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1965. And before that, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, My Mistake Was to Love You, reaching number 15 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1974. And we start with the Barge, Rhythm of the Night, number 1 from 1985. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists and songs taken from one of their albums. Well, we've heard from 5 artists and 5 album songs so far. Coming up next is Stevie Wonder's version of My Girl. Well, My Girl was a 1964 standard, of course, recorded by The Temptations, and it became a number one hit in 1965. It was written and produced by Miracles members Smokey Robinson and Ronald White, and the song became The Temptations' first United States number one single, and is today, of course, their signature song. Well, Smokey Robinson's inspiration for writing this song was his wife, Miracles member Claudette Rogers Robinson. The song was recorded by many artists other than Stevie Wonder. Otis Redding covered it, as well as John Lennon and the Rolling Stones, the Mamas and Papas, Michael Jackson, Dolly Parton, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, who finally recorded their own version of the song in 1969. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, My Girl, right here on Motown.
Hey! email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Song by Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do, that was recorded in 1966, but never got formally released. Only a few 45s were pressed, and Frank Wilson decided he wanted to maintain a writing career and did not want to be a solo artist. Before that, the Marvelettes with Someday, Someway, reaching number 8 on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962, and we started with Stevie Wonder's version of My Girl. Well, this hour, we featured 6 different Motown artists with songs taken from one of their albums. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.